you know what? I need to turn off those chimes. All right, some of you guys recognize me from the CTS call. My name's Jimmy Dean. I'm down in sunny Florida. I've been involved with CTS for a while. I've known Mr. Rich for a couple years now. And I think he's a common link for all of us here. And he's just, I know a lot of us have done the six-week action class, and we've discussed things amongst ourselves and learned things. And Rich has got a lot of experience, and he just wants to try and help out. He's not trying to change anything that we've done, but he's had the benefit of talking to a bunch of us. Okay, let's try it again. Anyhow, he's got a couple of different ideas, so I think we'll let him try to give us a little bit of talk about what he's got there. So, Rich, why don't you come on out and tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the ones that don't know you.
All right. Hi. This is Rich Hendon. To answer Jackie's question, who apparently we grew up and went to different schools together in Hampton, I'm over in the Philippines right now. And it is just a little past 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday morning. So those of you that think you're really, really fast, no matter how fast you are, I always get there before you. And, you know, Jimmy, I'm surprised that so many people know you. I'm glad to hear that so many people think so highly of you. Because I just remember driving by and seeing this guy holding up a sign saying, "We'll host national calls for food."
That's it.
That was it. So I, this is terrific. But in any event, what the heck gives me the right to sit here and talk to all of you and give you some ideas on how to do a little bit better on what you're doing? Well, it's because you're doing it on the telephone. And during my 20-some-odd year career as an insurance consultant, I had several national professional association endorsements. I was living in Maryland, and I wouldn't want to travel to California to talk to a company with only 10 employees about their health insurance. So I had to develop a way of introducing myself, making a connection, developing trust, and do all that by telephone. And then, just like you send people to a website, I would send some information via email or regular mail, and then at a follow-up call, I'd make a sale that if you read all the books, they say you can only make those sales face-to-face. Fortunately, I didn't read the books. There were some things that I marketed that a lot of people can't even understand, but I would do them over the telephone because I didn't know any better. So I think I might be able to give you all some ideas to help you just a little bit, and if you walk away from this telephone call with just one good idea, then I hope that you'll think that the time that you spent here was worthwhile. Back to you, Jimmy.